It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. More than 1,200 people in Wisconsin are waiting for a life-saving kidney transplant, which makes up 80% of the people waiting for an organ in the state. That's according to the nation's Organ Transplant System Network.
While many kidney donations come from deceased donors, some people make the decision to become living kidney donors, even if they don't know who the organ might go to.
Congress is considering legislation that would give a refundable tax credit for 5 years to people who donate a kidney to a stranger. The End Kidney Deaths Act is supported by a bipartisan group of House lawmakers, including two from Wisconsin.
We're joined by two people who donated kidneys in Wisconsin. Mike Crawley is CEO of the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. He donated his kidney in January. And Andrea Weissman is on the foundation's board and a spokesperson for the organization Kidneys for Kids. She donated her kidney last December. Mike and Andrea, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Andrea, how did you come to the decision to become an undirected living kidney donor?
Well, my journey actually began in 2015. I survived a near fatal car accident. And had I needed somebody to be a donor and offer that life-saving gift to me, I would have had to rely on a stranger. And at the time, I myself was not a registered donor on my license. And I can tell you that was really the jump start of everything. I made sure that I, put that orange sticker on my license. It was a really trying time for me in 2015 too. You know, I had a lot of personal things going on. And my son was three at the time. So having to be taken care of for almost 4 months 24/7 by my parents and take care of a child was, you know, a scary thing. And I chose, rather than being a victim, to be a survivor and to figure out how I could get my life together and make a difference in the world, because I was fortunate enough to get a second chance at life. And I knew that I could not take that for granted. Fast forward a few years, I've had some very special people come into my life. And I really, truly do believe that God puts people in my path for a reason. And that reason was to tell other people's stories. About a year and a half ago, I had a young family reach out to me. And she said, a mom said, you know, my young son is kind of knocking on death's door. And his only chance at life is to get a kidney transplant. And I said, okay, well, what can I do? And she said, you know, can you help me share my story? And that's exactly what I did. Took to social media. We held fundraisers. We had people line up in droves to test for this young kid. And I'm happy to say that he did receive his gift of life last year on April 16th. And he really has been my inspiration. 2 days after he had received that gift of life, I went and got tested and just decided I am just going to give my kidney to anyone that needs it because I can. And I went through all that testing, which is very grueling, but, you know, it's well worth it. And I really had to come to terms with the fact that if I was not going to be eligible, that I at least was going to be able to speak on the experience. And that's really what I wanted. But lo and behold, I was eligible. And, you know, it was really a time where I was like, all right, buckle up. We're going to do this. Mm. On Halloween of last year, my profile went live on the National Kidney Registry. And within 24 hours, I was matched with someone.
Wow. Wow. 24 yeah. hours.
Yeah, my life pretty much changed in 24 hours. Mm. You know, I was in it to win it, and there was no way that I was going to back out because I knew that once that person matched with me, they were depending on me.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that story. Turning to you, Mike, what was your journey like?
Well, being the CEO of National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin the past 4.5 years, I had the privilege to go to 3 dialysis clinics last March, and I was distributing care bags to the patients there that were on dialysis. And the whole idea was to improve their mood and let them know that people care and give them something and some hope. Well, when I walked into the first one in Milwaukee, I was stunned. Hearing the machines running, seeing people sleeping, knowing that they're there 2, 4, 6 hours a day, every other day practically, to continue life. And I get to my truck when I left, and I went to post my experience on social media, and I cried. I cried because I realized that could be me. It could be a family member. It could be a good friend. I went to the next one. Same experience. Went to the next one. And that was my trigger. That third walkthrough of a dialysis clinic, passing out of 100 bags, triggered me into thinking, you know what? Here I am advocating for this. And, well, what am I doing more? What more can I do? So that was March. Last year was a big year for me. I turned 60 years old on August 3rd. Mm-hmm. And that is a specific date that I'll always remember because I pedaled my bike 102 miles in 3 states. And I got off my bike that day and I realized, boy, am I healthy. I got off the bike like I didn't do a thing the whole day. And I put 2 and 2 together that I wanted to do something really big and impactful in my life to help a fellow human in a more direct way than just donating blood. And I thought, when I get back to work, I should log on and see if I can be a living kidney donor. So
you know how it works. You know the drill.
Yes, I do. So I went through that process, and on August 5th, I applied. Then fast forward through those next several months, numerous interviews over the phone, Zoom, and then on October 16th, I was invited in for an all-day physical, psychosocial assessment, blood panel, urine, the whole works, the most extensive physical you get in your life. I was there for 8 hours, 13 appointments. And it was all done real time through the day, so I knew where I stood in this evaluation process, and it was excellent candidate, excellent candidate, excellent candidate. Here I am, 60 years old, and I am going to be an excellent candidate to be a living donor. December 2nd was when I was given a call and asked, do you want to go forward? Everything's all set. And I said yes. 2 days later, less than 48 hours, they found a match. And the match was in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Could have been anywhere in the country, but it was in Wisconsin. I donated on January 8th. I was released 2 days later. It was a great experience. Giving the gift of life, giving somebody hope, and not needing anything in return. And I ended up finding out the chain. The chain number was 4. So I ended up saving 4 people's lives by starting that chain. Another thing I want to share with you that's kind of a bonus with all of this that people don't know about altruistic living kidney donation is you receive vouchers. You can receive up to 5 vouchers through the National Kidney Registry. Those vouchers can be assigned to your immediate family members. And if at any time in their life they need a kidney, they are moved to the top of the transplant list nationwide, and they'll receive a living kidney donation. Only one can be activated, not all 5. Your hope is that they never need one, but statistics show that there is a likelihood. Hmm. And if you have uncontrolled hypertension, which is high blood pressure, type 1, type 2 diabetes, over the age of 60, there are many other risk factors and so forth, but if you have any of those in your family, there's a chance that a family member may need it. And our son has type 1 diabetes. So he has a 50% chance in his lifetime of kidney failure. So I assigned a voucher to him. And that's just, it's a way to protect your family. And when people ask, well, why would you donate a kidney to a stranger when maybe you want to donate to your family member? Well, you may not be a match. And I don't need to be a match. Andrea didn't need to be a match to a family member. We donated to somebody else, and in return, there is that voucher program.
We're talking with two undirected living kidney donors in Wisconsin, Mike Crawley, CEO of the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. Andrea Weissman serves on the foundation's board, and in recent months, they both made a life-changing kidney donation to an unknown recipient, and they're sharing their experience. I wonder, Andrea, did you... what was the recovery process like for you? And were you at all concerned about, you know, what was coming after that surgery?
Going into the surgery was literally like any other day of my life. I walked into the OR, laid down, woke up, and they were like, hey, it was great. You know, my, like with any surgical procedure, and everyone's being different, it was a little bit of a roller coaster. But I knew at the end of the day that, like, I was going to be okay. And, you know, I was in the best shape of my life prior to, which was my intention to be able to recover quickly. And honestly, all I cared about is that my recipient was thriving.
Mike, how was recovery for you?
It was excellent. The whole experience, a perfect 10. Could not have asked for anything to go any different. My recovery was 6 weeks. They asked that you stay home and recover well and heal. So I did. And, you know, there are barriers with being a living kidney donor. You know, workplaces may not allow the time and so forth. So not only from a physical standpoint, you're worried, but you're worried about your financial situation at home and so forth. But there's what's called Donor Shield, and Donor Shield makes a big difference. They'll reimburse you for mileage, hotel, any travel expense, loss of wages through that period of time that you're recovering. But my recovery was amazing. I am back doing everything that I've done before. Matter of fact, I'm a big-time bicyclist. I ride a couple thousand miles every year. And back on May 4th, my first bike ride was 41 miles.
Are you a changed CEO?
Absolutely. I truly have lived the mission of our organization. Being an altruistic living kidney donor is the most amazing experience of your life. And you can live a normal, healthy life after you recover.
Andrea, have you been able to be in contact with the person who received your kidney?
Yes. She's absolutely wonderful. You know, in this situation, they are in control of whether or not they want to reach out to their donor. I was very lucky that she answered my letters. We have been able to meet twice, including actually last night. And we have now become family, and her friends have become my family. And, you know, I didn't do this to actually know who I was helping. It did not matter to me. But I am very, very, very fortunate and lucky that I was able to meet mine, and she is thriving.
Mm, that's beautiful. And Mike, for you?
I have heard from my recipient through a letter. You know, all this is done confidentially through the transplant centers. And the correspondence program allows you to communicate back and forth, and you can stop at any time. And when you go through this whole process, the psychosocial assessment, they ask you what your thoughts are of hearing from your recipient. Would you like to? And, you know, when you give the gift of life the way we did, we don't need to know. But yes, it is pretty cool if we do get that opportunity. And so I did receive a letter. I do know the details of why the person needed a kidney. It's amazing. The gratefulness in the letter was shown. I had tears in my eyes as I read this to my wife. That's all I need. If I never meet this person, that's okay. Knowing that there was a chain started was all I really needed at that time as well. And you, as an altruistic living kidney donor, can start a chain and save several people's lives. It's not just the donor or the recipient that you're donating to.
I do want to ask you, in Congress, House lawmakers circulating a bill called the End Kidney Deaths Act, which would provide a $10,000 refundable tax credit every year for 5 years to living kidney donors who donate kidneys to strangers. What do you make of this legislation and a financial incentive for donating?
I think it's a great thing. National Kidney Foundation is in support of that act, as well as me personally. It somewhat incentivizes people, but it's really meant to cover expenses. Like I said, Donor Shield provides coverage for most that you would need. But it's just another opportunity to get more people to consider, is how I look at it.
Mike and Andrea, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mike Crawley is CEO of the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. Andrea Weissman serves on the foundation's board. They both donated a kidney to an unknown recipient. We learned what that experience was like for them.